Everyone, welcome to The Exchange. I'm Damien.
And I'm Zoe.
And I said this is The Exchange already. Boy, we're really...
And what is The Exchange?
Oh, The Exchange is a safe haven for the free and open exchange of ideas and opinions. Here on the Great American Broadcast Network, I said I'm Damien. That's Zoe.
And we are live.
We are live. It is... Can you tell we're live? Yeah, we're live. It is 6:34 on the 29th of September. And we are generally live every Monday at 6:30 Pacific. And you can join us. You can join our citizen panel by going to gabnet.net. And clicking on the thing that says join the exchange with Damien Chaplin or something along those lines. And you can join our citizen panel here. And we're going to wait for people to join us. But I guess in the meantime, I don't know that we're going to do a whole show tonight. We don't have a huge amount of things to talk about. But I do want to... Right at the top of the show, tell everybody about Alex's vacation. Alex is going to be on vacation until next month, mid next month or so. And so the next, I would say, three-ish shows here, we will be here doing a show. However, they will not be on the podcast feed because Alex won't be here to do them. He's going on vacation. And so if you want to hear the show, you'll have to listen to the live stream, which you can hear at gabnet.net, or you could just tune in live, and you could do that at gabnet.net, I guess, is the thing too. But the whole point is, it will not be on your podcast feed. This will be the last one on your podcast feed for... Well, perhaps the next month or so. I don't know. When Alex is back, all of the shows that we did will show up in your podcast feed. But in the meantime, in order to listen to The Exchange, you will need to go to Gabnet and listen to the live stream. Or tune in on Mondays at 6:30 Pacific and also listen to the live stream. Because I know that listening to the live stream might be a little cumbersome because you got to listen to everything before you get to The Exchange. So, just tune in live, 6:30 Pacific. And since you're listening live, why not call in? You're already there at gabnet.net. Anyway...
Sadly, Strange New Worlds ended, so we had no Star Trek for tonight, even though it's not a Star Trek podcast.
Yes, this is absolutely not a Star Trek podcast. But we did watch the finale of Alien Earth.
Yes, which was a great... I'm really enjoying it. What do you think?
I loved it. I think it's great. There are definitely some... They're taking some liberties with what we know with alien canon, but, I think every...
Is there alien canon, though? I mean, they had cowboys versus aliens. I mean, this is...
That was a different alien.
Okay.
That wasn't these aliens.
I feel like I don't know what the canon would be for Alien, unless I was going to speak specifically to the original Alien and Aliens.
Yes.
With Sigourney Weaver, and then I would maybe tell you some canon,
canon includes...
I'm not sure I expected this to be any canon.
Canon includes Alien, Aliens, Alien 3, Alien Resurrection, and then the prequels that Ridley Scott did, which are Prometheus and Alien...
Did I see those?
Probably.
I might have missed them.
Prometheus and Alien Covenant. Alien Covenant. And there was the... Alien Romulus is the other one.
Which I saw, right?
We did not see Alien Romulus. Oh. That's the one we have not seen. And here's Mom and Bert. Hi, guys. Oh, they can't hear us. Yeah. And there's a green bar across the top, you know. Yeah, your connection's no good. So I can hear you, though. We can hear you.
Yeah, say hi. Oh, they can't hear us. Ha ha. Sign language it to your mother. She knows sign language.
Yeah.
Tell her to say something.
No. She doesn't need to say anything. she says, okay. Maybe I should remove her. Remove. And do not report to Zoom. Just remove them. Bye-bye. Okay. So, yeah. Specifically, the alien canon does not include the Alien versus Predator movies, which are apparently its own little thing.
I'm just sort of left with Alien thinking it could be anything, you know. And when they took this series to different places, you know, we see aliens that we've never seen before. We see multiple species.
I mean, that's never
really been a part of any of the, except for Alien versus Predator, which apparently wasn't canon anyways.
Right.
We haven't really seen another alien species.
Maybe you haven't seen Prometheus and
I think I've definitely missed a few.
Okay. Well, maybe
I saw like the fourth one, maybe the fifth, but I might have.
There wasn't a fifth. There was definitely a fourth one, Alien Resurrection.
I might have seen that one.
Yeah.
A long time ago.
That's the one with Winona Ryder.
I don't remember her being in one. Maybe I need to see that one, too. Sounds like we need to do an Alien rewatch.
Oh, yeah, well, maybe now's a good time, actually.
I mean, we did just finish that series. I'm looking forward to it coming back on. I thought it was really fun.
It was great. The fan favorite, the eyeball alien.
There's a great eyeball alien.
Is a fan favorite for a reason. I mean, it's fantastic. It's, you know, I mean, it's more compelling than the actual xenomorph alien.
Yeah, we know what to expect from them. We're still trying to figure out what's up with this eyeball. How intelligent is it?
Yeah.
Is it superior? Is it the guard of the whole galaxy? It seems to really not like those xenomorphs.
It's for sure. And, you know, it's an inventive way for them to give us an alien show without, I mean, because you have to ask yourself, you know, what more can they show us with aliens? And the answer is not a whole lot, but we will show you a whole bunch of other aliens that are just as cool. Mom, are you with us?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
Hello. Now you have no green line on the top of your
screen.
No
green line, no nothing.
Well, I didn't. The first time I came in through the app, and then we had no sound. And the second time I came in through the browser, and ta-da, it works fine.
Okay, great. Whatever.
Whatever works.
Hi. Welcome to the show. It's been a couple weeks. Sorry about last week. I had to work.
Oh.
Yeah. So here we are, and yeah, how are you guys been?
We've been just fine.
Okay, good.
We had a weird rainy day.
We sure did.
Yes.
It's
still raining.
Yeah, I left to go take a shower this afternoon, and I came back, and it was raining. And I was like, wait, what happened?
But I think my board is dying. I think it's just old and it's dying, because sound just doesn't go through it like it used to.
Are you sure you didn't kill it? Sometimes you kill it.
No, because, like, it's, you know, I have Zoom, and I have Zoom on maximum here, and I have the...
Fix your headphones. I just fixed mine. They were not quite adjusted right, and then suddenly it was really loud.
Well, no, mine, but the problem is I have to turn all the channels up so loud that we're hearing background hum. And
I do hear a little hum, but I just thought that was me.
Well, some of it is our headphones, but some of it is the fact that we've got Zoom ramped up all the way, and then we've got the master ramped up all the way just to get sound from Zoom. But anyway, it doesn't matter. Maybe someday I'll get a new board.
Did you see any interesting Star Trek news, Nancy? Because we have nothing Star Trek to talk about. We forgot to assign homework since Strange New Worlds is done.
You forgot to sign homework, and I can tell you where we are in our watching, but you can actually just pick anything and say, this is what we're going to watch.
Okay.
We certainly could.
We certainly could. all right. Well, maybe we'll talk about that in a second. Are we done talking about Alien?
Yeah. It's what channel is it on for FX. People that might want to check it out?
On Hulu or just Disney Plus.
Hulu or Disney Plus for streaming.
Yeah.
And it was Alien Earth.
Alien Earth. Yes.
It was good. It's a series. There were, what, 8 episodes or something like that?
Yeah.
We recommend it.
Yes, I highly recommend it. It's very, very good. Gosh.
we tried to find news for the show tonight. Yeah, we really did. And, yeah, there was nothing that anybody would want to have to hear about or talk about.
At least on this show.
Yeah, on our show. It was lots of politics. Literally, there wasn't even an interesting space story.
Yeah. The government runs out of money tomorrow, and all I can say is, same.
Twinning.
Yeah. So, yeah, welcome to the club. We're all broke. Guess what? It's 2025.
Yeah, when your miniature grocery shop can be an easy $100.
Yeah, you go, yeah, it literally. I am watching the numbers so much more than I used to when I go to the damn grocery store, you know.
You can't go in for the no-kill, you know, the items that you wouldn't have bought before.
Yeah, you know, I am having to be more picky. You know, maybe this time I shouldn't spend $20.
It just adds up much quicker. I feel like my same bag has doubled in price lately. Yeah. You know, my milk and my, you know, lunch meat and bread or whatever it is that's in my bag for the week for Isabel or us.
Suddenly you're looking at stuff and you're like, have I always been paying $7 for coffee filters? Or is that new? I don't remember paying seven. Am I just have not been paying attention this whole time? And, you know, I don't know.
It's close to $10 for organic milk, which we buy organic. And eggs. I mean, good eggs are like $12 now. They used to be $3. I mean, we were just taking that stuff for granted. But I don't think it's over either. In my industry where we're selling the food at the very first level, you know, in corporate offices, and it hasn't even moved out into the stores until a year later or whatever we're doing. Our brands, so all these new and existing brands, are having to increase their price. I just got 3 notifications from brands today that they were increasing their prices. For pickles was one of them, because they're, you know, in order for them to ship glass jars of pickles, I mean, it takes an entire army, you know, and anyways, these companies are having to increase their end cost to the retailer, which hasn't even made its margin yet to the consumer. And now we've got tariffs. So I have brands in Canada that are either increase their prices or straight discontinuing to sell that item, or you know, normally when I get some when I go to Molly Stone's and I get the buyer there to bring some items into her 9 stores, she'll get a discount to bring it in. She gets, you know, some sort of a buy-in discount. Might be 25%, might be 50%. It might be a total free fill to get the product on the shelf. We're basically buying that space and getting it into the store. And now these brands a lot of them have cut their buy-in deals way back, so they can't afford to do the free fill because they've already got all these tariffs and all this shipping. So we're only just now starting to see small crisis that will be getting worse in the grocery industry with pricing and availability.
In about 6 months.
It's definitely fine. You know, I was kind of felt like we were all holding our breath, you know, and all the brands we work with, you know, we're all just holding our breath, waiting to see what was happening with the tariffs before anybody made big decisions. And now they're being forced, their hands are being forced to come up with solutions and prices. And And that's just going to start to trickle down. And I think it's only, I only see it at the very far stages before the food ever even has made it to the grocery end.
They don't even realize because Christmas, this Christmas season hasn't even begun yet. But when, believe me, when the Christmas shopping begins, we're going to see a lot of people complaining about those prices. It's a big controversy in the Transformers community. I had to bring it up. Because Hasbro's announced that they're raising their prices across the board. So the entry-level $24.99 figure will now be $29.99. The next-level $35 figure will now be $44.99. And the $55 figure will now be $59.99.
But was that because of tariffs?
Yes. Yeah, they're saying.
I mean, they said that was why.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate too because Transformers is for kids, and it kind of means that the entry level price point for a mainline figure is going to be $30, and that's really difficult for kids to get into collecting something that, you know, it's by very nature something that you collect. And Hasbro, is last year, they discontinued their core class, which was their little $10 or $15 figure, which, you know, people could buy, and, like, it was the entry-level figure. And now, you know, I mean, you could still buy the stuff for kids, for little kids, the six years and plus kids. You can still buy that for cheaper, but it's
I'm inspired through all this price increase to get back to where I was. I used to do a lot of local shopping for almost everything in my house that was food related. I would meet with local farmers. We're right here in Sebastopol in Sonoma County. I mean, I was able to get meat, fresh chicken eggs, fresh produce of every kind, fresh fish. I mean, I even know some guys that, you know, go fishing and get tuna and salmon off the coast. I feel inspired to try to get back into doing most of my shopping locally and from our local farms.
Isn't that more expensive, though?
No, it saves so much money. It's, I mean, not only is it saving money, but I just feel like the quality of what I'm getting is 100%. You know, it's really beautiful, local, cared for food.
Well, the problem is that I'm sure you can get a good deal, but it's still going to be cheaper to buy food at Safeway.
I don't think so. I mean, I used to, when I, so my favorite.
I'm not talking about us. I mean, in general.
No, I think really it's about finding your sources. I mean, I used to go to a local farm here called Greenstring. It was here forever. We would go every week. I'd go to their farm stand. In their farm stand building, they also carried local meats from local other farms and other kinds of things, fresh eggs, yada, yada. I'd go there and get like three full paper bags. I mean, I'd get fresh beets and beet greens. I know your favorite, babe. You wish I'd go there and buy those again. I'd get my dad some vegetables. I'd get fresh butter. I'd get meat. I'd get fresh eggs. And I would load these bags full of veggies, and I'd spend like $65.
And now you would pay $100.
No. I just need to go to a different local farm. I mean, I got to go find Nancy's farm again over in Sebastopol that I haven't been to in a while. I mean, it's the same thing. It just, I mean, when you stop at a farm stand, you're spending. A real farm stand. I'm not talking about like the fruit basket out in Sonoma. I'm talking about a farm stand at a local farm like Badger Ranch. They've got all tons of starts. I mean, we could be growing some of our own stuff. I don't see food ever going down in cost anymore. I just see it going up at the stores. And the thing is, nobody really thinks about the levels that every single one of those items went through to make it onto that shelf. That the systems are so involved. Everybody's taking their cut. And I don't see it going down. I see it just, I mean, if we don't shop local, we're missing out on some savings for sure. I'd like to try to get back into being more. It really took responsibility on my part. You know, I really had to plan it and put the effort in to making sure I went to those places, that I ended up in Sebastopol on a Friday because I was going to get the go to the mushroom place and get bulk mushrooms for way cheaper than in the store, because that's where the stores, that's where Whole Foods gets their mushrooms from, Mycopia. But they have a farm sale every week on Fridays in Sebastopol, and you can just go buy the 5 pounds of mushrooms, because anybody knows what to do with 5 pounds of mushrooms. But I would, of course, divide it up and share it with my family. I give my dad, give Jody, all my friends, got a little pile of mushrooms.
You're not sewing your clothes out of them.
No, I don't know how to make fabric out of those things yet.
Okay. All right. We might have to learn.
But there is mushroom fabric now.
Yeah, we might have to
learn. It exists.
And mushroom leather.
Yeah, mushroom leather. Vegan leather.
Yep, we might have to learn, because mushrooms might be the only thing that still survives.
Mushrooms and marijuana, two of the greatest things the earth ever produced. We could make almost anything out of both of those two things. I mean, they used to make parachutes out of hemp in World War I. Like, you can make big, strong fabric, and it's renewable every year. Mushrooms, you can eat them, you can get high on them, you can cook them. I mean, it just, you can make fabric out of them, for crying out loud. They have medicines. I mean, the supplement section for mushrooms is outrageous now. They got a mushroom for everything. Immune.
Don't you think, you know, isn't there like evidence that mushrooms might be intelligent?
There's evidence that mushrooms make a sound.
Right. I mean, fungus are intelligent and we eat them. Again, how do you think they're going to feel, you know?
Are we worried about the takeover? Should we be saying please and thank you to the mushrooms?
Yes. Well, maybe we shouldn't be eating them at all, you know? I mean, they have feelings. You know, anyway, Bert.
And I think hemp seeds were a big part of Italian cuisine for quite a while.
And I can confirm that hemp seeds do not have feelings. Yeah. So, yes, you can eat hemp seeds all you want.
I did have two interesting...
I don't recommend smoking them.
I had two interesting events this week. One of them is I stayed the night in Sausalito at my friend's house that was available, and he has a view of Angel Island that's stunning. And Isabel and I got to sit up late and watch lightning flashing in lines over Angel Island. It was amazing. That was the one. That was one cool thing. Also, on Saturday, I had a friend visiting from out of town. She lives in, one of my besties, moved to Texas. We don't know why. Anyways, it made sense at the time for reasons for them. But she was here to visit for
That's
the weekend.
What besties do, right?
And
besties moved to Texas.
So I decided to go to San Francisco and visit with her and her family that was meeting her there. And so I went and took the ferry. I parked at Kent. Oh, wait, where was
Larkspur.
I? At Larkspur. And it was so easy. I felt so adult. I realized I never like went and took a ferry by myself. It's always something I do with my mom or my daughter or some group of teenagers. Anyways, I parked the car, got on the boat, literally bought a ticket right away, got on the boat, was in San Francisco in half an hour at the terminal, which is just filled with goodies. I mean, little shops of every kind of something you ever thought of, and bookstores and foods and ice creams and coffees. But then to top it off, San Francisco's really cool. So they had the biggest farmers market you ever saw wrapping around the entire building. And there was a Turkish festival across the street. perfect weather. This was a weird... I was there for 3 hours, thoroughly enjoyed seeing my friend and her family. Went and got back on my ferry boat without a hitch, back to my car, and back home before 5:30, and I was just really impressed. What an amazing day I had using the ferry.
Did you see Silverman?
No.
Ugh.
No, I did not.
Oh, it was a wasted trip to the city then.
Actually, I did not see any street performer type people there, which is kind of weird because you would think they'd be there with the tourists.
They're more down by Union Square,
yeah,
where the shops are, you know. But yeah, you would think they'd be.
I mean, it was so busy there. Plus, on my way there, there was a Giants game, so there were a ton of Giants fans on the way to San Francisco.
Those fucking Giants fans.
And then on the way back, none of them were there. It was a half-empty boat. But the point of the story was we've got this great resource that was so easy, and I just had a blast spending my day. I'm going to go to San Francisco on Saturdays more often. I hit that farmer's market. It was incredible.
That resource being a boat.
Yeah. I mean, it's not only got me there efficiently and timely, but it was such a pleasure to ride on a boat and just relax. And also, I felt really adult. Thank you. He's looking at me silly.
No, I'm just imagining, you know, you kind of sound like somebody who's describing riding the bus for the first time. Did you know that we have these gigantic vehicles that will take you right in half an hour? I was right downtown. You would not believe it. It was amazing.
Yeah, except for I think all of us think of San Francisco.
I had to park my car in this lot, and then I got on this vehicle, and then a half an hour later, I was in town. It was amazing.
But anytime you want to go to San Francisco, you think, oh, it's an hour away. I'll just drive there. And then you're stuck there with your car. And it's terrible to park there. And it's terrible to get across the city. I'm perfectly happy now for the rest of my life boating in and Ubering.
Okay.
Except for when I have to go there for work, because then I have to have my stuff in the car.
Then you do have to drive.
Mm-hmm. But I was just going to say, I don't think we ever think of taking a boat to San Francisco. For us up here in the North Bay, it's a quick drive.
I prefer to have my car.
I don't know if I preferred to have my car, because my last few experiences having to park in San Francisco were absolutely nightmarish.
Oh, well, you know.
And it's just become it's literally $80 a day to park your car in half of these lots downtown.
Well, that's
it's ridiculous. And the hotels charge $60 a night for parking, and you can't even the last time I stayed, I couldn't get a parking space in the parking garage even near my hotel. I had to drive somewhere else. I had to walk up hills and like four blocks back to my hotel from my car.
Can I tell you a pro tip?
Oh, and I wasn't allowed in and out privileges.
Yeah, can I tell you a pro tip? You can save yourself parking by not stopping.
What exactly are you saying?
If you drive to the city, you don't have to worry about any of that stuff. The key is you just never stop.
What, you just drive to the city to just drive in the city?
You just drive around and around and around and
okay,
around.
Okay, well, it is good people watching. I'm going to give you that.
And then you leave. I mean, yeah.
That just doesn't sound right, babe. I'm not sure where you're going with that. The people watching is good, though. You get a lot of crosswalks that you get to watch people walk across if you never get out of your car.
Okay. Do we have anything else to talk
Nowhere.
About?
We're completely making shit up because we have nothing else to say.
Yeah. I finished my ghetto display cabinet. which I made from two bookshelves that I bought from a guy on Marketplace, and I bolted them together front to back, or actually back to back, and yeah, now I have a place for all my Transformers.
There will be a better case someday.
Yes.
This works temporarily.
I did it as cheaply as possible. Because, once you start sinking money into a silly thing, you're like, okay, well, I could have just simply bought a glass display case for this amount of money. So, yeah.
We found the perfect one. We were going to get it for you, but
yes,
the
tried.
Person was stupid.
Yes, it wasn't for trying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was almost perfect. I really... Having one that has adjustable shelves on the inside would be the ideal one. And maybe it was the universe telling me, I know this really looks good, but you really want to hold out for the right one. You know, if you're going to spend $200 on a freaking glass display case, you should have one that has, like, adjustable shelves you need it to do what you need it to do, right? So.
Well, yeah, especially if you're playing with all the things that are displayed in there, so you can, you know, get make mountains and get things higher.
Well, yeah. Bert, do you have your hand up?
Something completely different. I'm going to be over at the blood bag tomorrow. Can I drop by, drop off that my pea coat?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay, and I have a leather mail bag that I really have no use for, but I imagine it would be worth some money.
Okay. It sounds cool. Does it smell like mold?
No.
Okay, because the old leather often in those satchel bags gets kind of a moldy smell, so that's the only thing that would stop it. But otherwise, I bet people would love that.
And it doesn't have a strap. A carry strap.
Hopefully you're just making a box of goodies for us, Bert, on all these treasures you keep finding in your closet.
Yeah, hopefully.
Treasure box.
Treasure box.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, if I remember, I'll drop them off tomorrow.
Okay. All right. Gosh, we got nothing else, right? Yeah. That's, I can't think of anything else to talk about. I do have an Onion headline. It's a little cerebral. Sumerians look on in confusion as God creates world.
I missed that.
Sumerians look on in confusion as God creates world. Because the world was only created 5,000 years ago, and yeah.
4,004 years ago. On a Tuesday afternoon.
Oh, sweet. Sweet. For I didn't know they had Tuesdays 4,004 years ago. I thought that was a more recent invention. You know, like...
I think it's in Genesis.
Tuesdays?
No, it's not in Genesis.
7 days a week.
7 days a week. Okay.
No. On the seventh day, he rested.
Yes, but they didn't call it a week.
Who knows? It turned into it.
And, you know, wasn't this written by people who, in fact, already had Tuesdays?
Probably.
Yeah. So they just retconned in Tuesdays. They retconned it into the Bible. Yes, no, Tuesdays. No, they always existed. Mm-hmm. Always been here. It's the first lie you find in the Bible. They retconned 7 days into a week. Sumerians had 14-day weeks. Meta is going to launch an ad-free Facebook and Instagram subscription in the UK. Would you pay for an ad-free Facebook?
Ad-free Facebook and...
That's a good question.
No, I wouldn't, because you can just scroll past it.
Yeah, there you go.
Just keep scrolling. As Dory told us that in Nemo. You don't know because you never watch it. No, she said just keep swimming, but which makes a lot more sense for Nemo.
You were paraphrasing a fish.
Yeah, right. Exactly, because there are references in that movie to be had if you'd watch it.
There are references in that movie to be had. Okay, you heard it here first, folks. There are references in that movie to be had. Maybe that should be our homework for next week. We're not going to do that, though.
Rin would have gotten my reference.
Would she have?
Yep.
Oh, well.
Because I'm going to assume she saw Nemo.
If a Rin who does not call into the podcast, does it still get a joke? Okay, that doesn't work. All right. Should I pull up our list, our Star Trek list?
Yeah, do we want to stick to next gen? We really don't have to. We could pick another series.
Where were we?
Yeah, where are you with your other series, Nancy?
Well, in Bert's Watch, we're on Next Generation Season 2, number 14. And I'm on Enterprise Season 1, number 17, that I'll be watching tonight.
Yikes. Okay. Are we just
going to... really and truly, you could pick absolutely anything. You don't have to watch what... It doesn't have to follow our list.
Well, I mean, that was...
It's always kind of fun to watch something with you.
Yeah, that was kind of the point, is that, you know, I didn't want to give you any homework that you weren't already doing.
Well, all right, in that case, 17 plus 6 on Enterprise Season 1 or TNG Season 2, number 14.
All right, let's check out Enterprise. I don't want to do TNG Season 2. You said you were on 17?
Yeah, Season 1, number 17,
and that's,
tonight.
That's what you're doing tonight. So, yeah. And that would be, okay, so then there's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I'm just reading what's here.
Do you recognize what the episode is by the title?
No, but just curious. I've got this a little summary here. Oh, of course, we'll do Acquisition, episode 19, season 1, episode 19 of
Enterprise.
Acquisition. I believe this is the one where Trip roams around the ship in his underwear.
His blue skivvies.
I'm not sure.
Damien really wants to wear those skivvies at a convention.
Yeah, they're pretty cool. Anyway, Clint Howard. Clint Howard is in this one.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Cool.
Okay. That's our homework, and I guess...
I just want to say I'm being subjected to a Transformers series of animated series from some time, and Jeffrey Coombs is one of the people.
Yep.
And so every time the robot, or, you know, the character in Transformers is talking, I'm totally seeing his face.
Yeah.
But once you said exactly who it was, my brain was like, that's all I can hear when he talks. Like, it's Coombs.
Yeah, yeah. He's not really doing a voice. He's just kind of doing him, you know? So, yeah. The movie, the show in question that she's talking about is Transformers Prime, which I just started, I guess... A rewatch of? I didn't really intend to start a rewatch of it, but we just blazed through the first 6-7 episodes or something. It's a great show. Great Transformers. It's animated. It's computer animated. But it's a great show. It's decidedly PG-13.
It's okay. I'm enjoying it because it's on, but I wouldn't probably choose to go watch that.
Well, of course not. You're not a Transformers fan.
Well, you know, I mean...
if you're a Transformers fan,
I appreciate the genre.
If you haven't watched it and you're a Transformers fan, you know, like, you've only seen Generation 1.
It's so easy to figure out what's going on, though, compared to the original cartoon, which I'm a little confused at what's happening because there's so much action.
There's also, 120 characters. The original Transformers, literally, it had the original lineup was 44 different characters, and that was season one. It had 44 different characters they had to introduce in order to sell all the toys, and then season two, they had to introduce 44 more characters, so it's like, to sell their toys, and... so it does get a little confusing. You're like, wait, who's that? And you're like, don't worry about it. You'll never see him again.
Everybody's just yelling something and blowing something up and becoming another thing. And it's all just happening in one mush. I can't really tell who's
Decepticon.
Well, no, this Transformers is obvious, and the movies were obvious. You could follow right along and be anybody.
It's because the smaller cast. There's only five Autobots in Transformers Prime. There's only four now Decepticons that we've met. Otherwise, all the Decepticons are like faceless warriors, faceless Decepticons. So we don't, there's not a whole lot of character development. I mean, the character development can be done pretty easily when there's only five characters to deal with.
I'm sure everybody's really glad to.
And it's easier to follow.
That they know how to properly watch Transformers with someone that's not a Transformers fan. Except I could do like them. I don't knock them.
Okay.
The toys themselves are genius. Like, I'm so mad I didn't have those.
Well, you have them now.
Lucky. I'm so lucky.
All right. Now we're talking about nothing, and I'm just going to do this. And we're just going to call it a night here. So, Mom and Bert, thanks for calling this week. And we'll talk to you again next week.
You have arrived. All
righty. We'll see you again.
Bye. All right, that does it for us for this week. Just a reminder, we will not be in your podcast feed for the next few weeks, but we will be doing a show. Tune in live at 6:30 on Mondays to listen to it or listen to the live stream at gabnet.net. I'm Damien Chaplin.
I'm Zoe.
Have a great week. Or I should also mention to check out everything that's at gabnet.net, like this show, the Arena, the Ramble, the Intersection, all those other ones. Check them out. Gabnet.net is where you find them. I'm Damien Chaplin.
I'm Zoe.
Have a great week, everyone. And remember, when it comes to great conversation, the X marks the spot.
Have a good night.
Good night.
Blah, blah, blah. That's a wrap.